Yerushalmi Trimoth corresponding to Bavli, Chulin, Daf Nun. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Amud Aleph on the fourth line, Amar Rav Yudan. Amar Rav Yudan, Taman ba'ime kach v'kach asisi, hacha ba'ime kach v'kach asu. Rav Yudan says, and he answers the Gemara's question as to what the contradiction between Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and the Baisa. Rav Shimon was discussing when a Cheresh himself separates Trimor or writes a get, the Baisa was discussing when he orders a Sofer to write a get. Rabbi Yonan bar Levi boy, im yesh boy das le sha'avar, yesh boy das la'bo. Im ein boy das la sha'avar, im boy das la'bo. Rabbi Yonan bar Levi asked the question, if he had the understanding to write the get for the sake of the husband or the wife, he also has the understanding to order it to be given, and if not, not. Am Rabbi Adimi becheresh anan kaiman ve'ein shlichus lecheresh. Rabbi Adimi answers that a cheresh cannot appoint an agent. Am Rabbi Yosi b'rabun, boy anakaimen velama eno get ani aimem if afik haya b'shtaroisav v'tani kein. Rabbi Yosi Babun gives another answer that the Brisa is discussing a healthy person who became a cheresh. We're concerned that he became insane before he became a cheresh. So why isn't it a valid get in the Mishnah? As perhaps when he said get, he was referring to another doctrine which are also referred to as gittin, but he didn't want a get written for his wife. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was discussing when he became a cheresh through illness, and there was no concern that he first became insane. So the Brisa should be read as follows. When must he nod three times? When he became a cheresh after being healthy, and as a concern he might have first become insane. But if he lost his speech through regular illness, it is enough that he nod only once. Man tana cheresh delay Rabbi Yehuda the Tani. Who is the Tana who holds that the trimmer of a cheresh is not trimmer? It's not Rabbi Yehuda, because the Baisa said, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Maiseh bebanov shu Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgudah, shu kulan charashim vahayu kol hataharas Yerushalayim nasin al gabehem. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Baisa that the sons of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgudah were all cheresh, and all of the towers of Yerushalayim were supervised by them, and this shows that a cheresh is able to be careful with tahara. Rabbanon said back to Abuda, no, they were relied upon because Taharos only require guarding but not machshava, which is thought, and can therefore be watched by an insane person, a cheresh, or a child. But since Truma and Masus need machshava, that's not the case. And the Gemara asks, are they not disqualified due to their lack of awareness? Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Lo, in Ksiv b'machshava, Shmira Ksiv b'hen. Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rila, said that the Pasuk didn't write machshava, it merely wrote about watching. Simani Shoita, Hayotze b'alayla, v'alam b'beis ha'krois, v'makarei ha'ksusoi, v'ha'ma'abed, masha nois nimloi. The signs of a crazy person are one who goes out alone at night, one who sleeps in a graveyard, one who tears his garment, and one who loses that which he is given. Amrav Huna, v'hu shiye kulon boi, d'loi kein, ani oime ha'yotze b'alayla, kinet trukus, ha'lam b'beis ha'krois, maktil ha'shedim, ha'makarei ha'ksusoi, solikus, v'ha'ma'abedes, masha nois nimloi, kudaikus. Rav Huna said that he must have all of these behaviors, otherwise I could say that he goes out at night to cool off, he sleeps in the graveyard in order to have a spirit of witchcraft rest upon him, he tears his garment because his mind is completely preoccupied with other things, he loses that which he's given because he has an illness of the mind that's called kudaikus. Rav Yochan Omar, afila ba'achas mehen, Rav Yochan says no, even if he has one of those signs, he's considered an insane person. Amri bun abun mistavra mada amr b'yochan afila achas mehen uvat b'ma'abed mashe nois nimloi afila shoyte shiva shoyte me ma'abed mekol mashe nois nimloi kundaikus ein boy achas mekol eilu. Rabun said that Rabbi Yochan's ruling is logical in the case of losing that which he's given. Even the craziest person doesn't lose everything he's given. Kundaikus and kudaikus don't have any of these behaviors. Ma kudaikus, what is kudaikus? Amr b'yosi hamim. He is bewildered, says Rabbi Yosi, and he can't calm down. Also, of the coming of Yosi, bechad tassai, the haven yavun le simuk gai akum buhulai, akum gai simuk buhulai, ama duhu kudaikas shamu chachamim. A case once came before Rabbi Yosi of a weaver who was given a red thread amongst his black threads and he didn't notice it at all. They put a black thread amongst his red threads and he also didn't notice it at all. Rabbi Yosi commented, this is the example of kudaikas about which Chazal spoke. Pa'amim shoyte, pa'amim cholim, ha'oi hu kapikech l'chol dova, b'shah shu shoyte, ha'oi hu kashoyte l'chol dvarov, b'shah shu cholim, ha'oi hu kapikech l'chol dvarov. If he is sometimes insane and sometimes sane, he is considered healthy in all matters. When he's insane for all matters, and when he's sane for all matters. Also, uv de kaim de Shmuel, ama kadhu cholim yitin get. A case came before Shmuel who ruled that when the man is healthy, have him give his wife a get. With Shmuel, kuresh lokish, amar, lekashi shtape, and if Shmuel, asked the Gemara, if Shmuel, like Reish Lakish, who disagreed in Maseches Gittin in the Yerushalmi over the case of a person who instructed a get to be written to his wife and then became sick with Kodaikus, Rabbi Yochanan allowed him to give the get immediately, and Reish Lakish only allowed it after he's recovered. Rubat Shmuel, Minda Reb Shimon, Ben Lakish, who Ama, Kadoy Cholim, Yeten Get. No. Shmuel is teaching something even more than Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish only allows it when he is completely healed, but Shmuel allows it even if he's not yet completely healed. What's the source of that the word chalim means healthy? As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, in Perek Lamanches, Pasuk Tez Zayin, and you healed me, which is Vatachlimeini, and gave me life with Vachayeni.